Each weekday for 25 years, freelance photographer Morten Brofman drove from his suburban home to take pictures of Washington's business, cultural, and political scene. At night, he'd be in his darkroom developing and printing the negatives with his son Neil at his side.
I, as a small child, would spend so much time in my father's darkroom, and he had this high chair, a little swiveling like bar chair, and I would sit next to the chemicals and lean over and just watch the prints come up.
But on weekends, things were different. He'd pack up his camera and go to places like Selma, Montgomery, or the Appalachian Mountains. Neil says his father was drawn to these places not for work, but because of his convictions.
His belief in social justice and the Democratic Party ran very, very deep. It was always about equality and what defines a just society.
When Morten got back home, he'd print the pictures he'd taken and discuss them with Neil. Morten's photos became Neil's history lessons. Brofman died in 1992, and Neil sensed the importance of his father's work.
I knew that I had to find a way to let people see his photographs.
It became a family campaign, and Neil's wife, Elisa, who runs a pasta shop, began telling her customers about the photos. One day, she told a member of the High Museum's board of directors, who passed the lead on to the museum's curator of photography, Julian Cox. Cox reluctantly went to see the Brofman photos.
It was the kind of lead that typically amounts to very little in my field. But in this case, I visited the Brofman family home and was very pleasantly surprised.
Cox was planning a new exhibit, Road to Freedom, that would picture the civil rights movement from 1956 to 1968, and he wanted Brofman's photos for it.
Brofman is the most exciting, most talented example of what you might call a foot soldier of photography at that time, who has never really received any recognition.
The Brofman family donated 30 photos to the museum. One photo of Martin Luther King leading the Selma to Montgomery march became Road to Freedom's iconic image. The once unknown Brofman is starting to get recognition from peers like photographer Danny Lyon. Lyon's pictures had chronicled the Southern Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and hang in the Museum of Modern Art.
But he had a great quality of this kind of picture. It's so quiet and peaceful.
Although such praise touches Neil Brofman, he's more proud that his father's work can now be appreciated by the public.
He's able now to touch so many more with his sensitivity in his work.
And that is his father's legacy. For WABE, I'm Philip Graetzer.